As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. This week, I'm going to publish 3 podcasts. These podcasts are full of vocabulary related to food. I was going to do just one podcast, but then as the script got longer and longer, I thought it would be too much to publish in one podcast. These podcasts are vocabulary support for a new conversation class on English Focus for B1 and more advanced learners. If you're interested in joining the class, send me a message at jack@englishfocus.com and I'll share the course details. Some of you will know that I've been working on English Focus for a long time. This conversation course is the first course that I'm running, so it's still in beta and will be very cheap. The course is 6 classes and the first class is about food. And in the class, I want learners to be able to talk about food. As well as knowing the names for different foods, it's important to know how to talk about how the food is made and what the ingredients are, and to say when and where you might eat different foods, and of course, to be able to say what it tastes like. Over 3 podcasts, I'm going to talk about some popular meals in the UK and some snacks or food you might grab if you're away from your house, and in the 3rd part, I'll talk about some sweets or desserts. I'm going to describe some of the most popular meals and foods in the UK. These are all foods that I've eaten, but they're not meals that I eat every day. They are common enough that you will come across them if you visit the UK. I'm going to describe them first, and I want you to try to guess what the food is, and then I'll tell you. Sometimes the name might not be familiar, and I'll stop and talk about vocabulary along the way. Okay. Here's the first food. This meal is sausages, potatoes, and gravy. It's normally served with peas and carrots, but The important parts are the sausages and the potatoes. In this meal, the potatoes are... Well, if I say how they're prepared, it might give away the meal. Okay, the potatoes are boiled and then crushed and squashed together with some butter. Do you know what this meal is called in English? This delicious food is called bangers and mash. So the way of preparing potatoes that I described is known as mashing. You might be offered mashed potatoes, or it might be shortened to mash. We call sausages bangers because years ago there was a shortage of meat and butchers would add water to their sausages to make them heavier. When these sausages were fried, sometimes they would explode, which is why they're called bangers. Before I talk about the next food, I want to highlight some language. So, you might have noticed that I used the verb to prepare to talk about how food is made. We do use the verb make to talk about food, especially when we're talking about the ingredients, that is, what the food is made of or from. When we're saying how it's made, we usually use the verb prepare. I said that the way the potatoes were prepared was in the name of the meal. The potatoes were prepared by mashing them. I also mentioned two ways of cooking food. I said the potatoes are boiled, which means they're cooked in a pan of water that's heated until it's boiling. The other way of cooking that I mentioned was frying. I said that the sausages would explode when they were fried. Frying means cooking in oil. If you use a shallow pan and a little bit of oil, that's just frying. If you use a deep pan with lots of hot oil, that's deep frying. Let's move on to the next meal. The next meal is a real treat that people only eat on one day of the week. It's a big meal, usually home cooked. When I was a kid, it was a major family ritual. We didn't always eat together, but once a week we'd all sit down to enjoy a chicken or a joint of beef, pork or lamb with roast potatoes and roast or boiled veg. My mum was never much of a fan of vegetables, so would just boil vegetables and stick butter on them. Now I prefer roast or steamed veg. If we were having beef, there would also be Yorkshire pudding, and all of it would be covered with a rich gravy. Do you know what this meal is called in English?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This meal is called a Sunday roast. You can have a roast dinner on any day of the week, but families often get together for a special roast on Sundays. The best Sunday roasts are home cooked, but if you want to try a Sunday roast, if you're ever on holiday in the UK, you should be able to find a reasonable roast in a pub. But do look at reviews online first, as the quality varies a lot. I said that this meal is a real treat. A treat is something special that you like. It's only a treat if it's something that you do rarely. I think once a week is still a treat. When my kids do something really good, I might take them out for an ice cream for a treat. Roasting is a way of cooking something in the oven. There are two words for cooking food in an oven. You can roast meat and vegetables, and you can bake bread and cakes. The way of cooking is exactly the same. We just use a different word for cakes and bread. I tried looking up the exact difference, but all I could find was something strange about the structure of food. If a food already has a structure, when you put it in the oven, it's roasting. But if you're cooking something that's wet or squidgy, then it's baking. So as part of a Sunday roast, you might bake Yorkshire pudding in the oven at the same time as roasting potatoes. When you roast meat, the fat and juices that come from the meat when you're cooking can be used to make a sauce. That's called gravy. You can also buy a type of powder to make gravy, but that's not as good. The next meal I want to describe is probably the most famous food from the UK. There are only two main parts of this meal. The first is cod or haddock fillets, deep fried in batter, and the second, well, it's in the name of the meal, so I won't say it just yet. It's a type of fried potato. We think of this as a traditional British food, but I think the style of cod actually comes from Portugal, and the style of potatoes comes from Belgium. However, the way it's cooked and served in the UK is quite distinctive. Do you know what this meal is called in English? I'm talking about fish and chips. The phrase fish and chips is so common in English that the words fish and have contracted together and we say fishin. Fish and chips. Fish and chips are sold in little takeaway shops called fish and chip shops, or less formally, chippies. So you might hear someone offer to nip down to the chippy to pick up some fish and chips. The last of the full meals that I'm going to describe is eaten in the morning and includes bacon, eggs, black pudding, sausages, mushrooms, beans, tomatoes, hash browns, and toast. I've not had one of these for a long time, but it's a real treat. In fact, the only time I'm likely to eat this much food in the morning is if I'm staying in a nice hotel, because they often offer this sort of food in the morning. Do you know what this meal is called in English? In England, it's called a full English breakfast. It's sometimes called a fried breakfast or a fry-up because of the way it's cooked. You can also find a full Scottish breakfast, which usually has some haggis and a square sausage patty as well. And there are versions in Ireland and Wales. The different versions have different elements, but they're all very big, meaty breakfasts. As well as hotels, you can find this sort of meal in a special sort of restaurant in the UK called a greasy spoon. The adjective greasy describes things that are slightly wet with oil, so they look a bit shiny and feel a bit slimy. Greasy spoons are restaurants that sell lots of fried food inside, so often everything is a little bit oily. These restaurants open early for breakfast and usually close after lunch. I'm not sure that they're that common anymore. I've not been in one for years. Okay, so that's four meals that you can try if you come to the UK. Later this week, I'm going to talk about four snacks you should find if you come to the UK. And then at the end of the week, I've got a podcast on four desserts. The language from these podcasts is all for the vocabulary input for an intermediate conversation course on English Focus. If you're interested in joining the course, send me an email at jack@englishfocus.com and I'll send you the course details. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. As always, I love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. Thank you also to those of you that have bought me a coffee or left me a tip. I really appreciate it. If you're interested in joining my beta conversation course, please do get in touch, or if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. So please visit Learn English Vocabulary and say hello. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.